Ukraine dominated Monday's summit and strategic dialogue between top U.S. and Indian officials. That's because despite nearly 7 weeks of war, Delhi has refused to condemn Moscow's decision to invade or back international efforts to hold it accountable, whether via sanctions or suspension from the UN Human Rights Council. Before the cameras, U.S. President Joe Biden and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi were quick to agree. Civilians are paying the highest price, including in Bucha and Kramatorsk.
We immediately condemned it, and we demanded an independent inquiry. We hope that the talks going on between Ukraine and Russia will lead to peace.
I want to welcome India's humanitarian support for the people of Ukraine who are suffering a horrific assault, including a tragic shelling on a train station last week that killed dozens of innocent children and women and civilians attempting to flee the violence.
White House aides called Biden and Modi's conversation candid, but they also said Biden did not make any demands of Modi. The situation is complicated. Delhi has a robust relationship with Moscow dating back to the Cold War. Despite the Bush administration's launch of a security partnership with India in 2005, the U.S. has never replaced Russia as India's main weapons vendor. And it's only now that the U.S. is promising to help India find more sources of oil and gas for its 1.4 billion citizens. What's more, the U.S. needs India, a member of the Quad, to help it check China's expansionist goals. So diplomatic pressure has to be carefully applied. For India, being neutral is what its foreign policy interests require.
We watch what's happening in the world like any country does, and we draw our conclusions and make our assessments. And believe me, we have a decent sense of what is in our interest and know how to protect it and advance it.
The U.S.'s view?
India's relationship with Russia was developed over decades at a time when the United States was not able to be a partner to India. Times have changed.
So even after a day of high-level meetings between the U.S. and India, a lot of questions remain. Is the U.S. willing to cut off one of its partners against China because it won't cut off Russia? Is India willing to undercut its moral standing in the world because it refuses to make economic and military plans with a country other than Russia? And ultimately, what does any of this have to do with the future of Ukraine? Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, the State Department.